Tuesday, February 4th. Just listening to the latest episode of The Random Show, which is, I would say, I don't know, two times a year, Tim Ferriss and Kevin Rose get together, their buddies, and they just kind of top it up. They have, you know, a rough, loose outline of things they want to talk about each time. And it's usually just always insightful, but always, you know, also fun because they're have a very personal relationship, and clearly you can, you know, that comes through across the sound waves there. But I have not been on the Tim Ferriss train recently. I just haven't been consuming his interviews. Just took a natural, you know, break for whatever reason. Kind of just, you know, how things happen, ebbs and flows. Unless he has a guest that I'm you know, very interested in. But The Random Show is something that, you know, it's not a long-form interview where it's Tim interviewing Kevin. It's just like the two of them kind of bullshitting. This episode, however, at least for a nice chunk of about an hour in the middle of it, 45 minutes, is really mostly Tim just kind of going off on what his world has looked like for the last couple of years and what he's interested in now and how he views supplements and habits and whatnot. And, you know, it just brought me back to why I kind of fell in love with his shtick, you know, 6-7 years ago, whenever it was, because I'm just listening to him and just like, wow, like the fact that people act like this, think like this, take so much thought to put into, you know, their behaviors and their relationships and everything. You know, I think I'm decent at it, you know, compared to the average out there. But Tim Ferriss is far from average. So just want to recommend this this episode of The Random Show, which you can find on Tim Ferriss's feed. I'm sure you could probably find it on Kevin Rose's podcast feed as well. But, you know, somewhere in the middle there, they just kind of, I mean, the whole thing is great. But it really stood out to me, like, wow, the, you know, the thought that goes into living and the way that they, especially Tim, just kind of thinks about his own being, his own mortality, his own happiness. And this is a guy who, you know, wanted to kill himself in college, and as recently as sometime in the last decade said that he's basically hated himself every day amidst all the success, whereas in the last few years something has changed where he just feels more at ease and at peace with himself, which is you know, good to hear, probably for anyone, depending on no matter how you feel about life and yourself and where you're at. So, recommendation, The Random Show, check it out.